Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Can anybody explain to me what happened to Mark Sanchez over the weekend, the NFL quarterback?
I don't even know if Mark Sanchez can explain to you what happened to Mark Sanchez over the weekend. He was seen on surveillance footage walking along a street, dripping blood.
He was stabbed.
Yeah. And now he's facing charges?
He was stabbed and he is accused. So he goes up to a 67-year-old guy, and God knows what happens. Obviously, some sort of altercation or disagreement breaks out. Mark Sanchez, the quarterback, former quarterback for the New York Jets, now he's a commentator, I believe, on Fox. He is pepper sprayed. That doesn't do anything to him. He continues on. He's stabbed, and he is criminally charged.
What did they say? You sucked on the Jets? I mean, which, by the way, he hasn't been on the Jets since 2013. He bounced around for the last five years of his career.
And he's been with Fox since 2021.
Okay.
Apparently, it was over a parking spot dispute. Okay.
I will say that there's only been two times in my life where I almost got in a fight with a random person. Both times were in St. Louis, and one of the two times was over a parking spot. I had gotten there early and parked up front, and the event that I was going to didn't open for a couple of hours, so I just sat in my vehicle and ate my breakfast.
Did this Sanchez initiate some type of altercation?
Well, Dan, we don't know. One can assume as much.
And then got stabbed and pepper sprayed.
Well, he was pepper sprayed first.
Or pepper sprayed and then stabbed
and
in
then,
defense.
And that didn't do anything, so then he was stabbed. Yeah.
Hmm.
Text line says it was a delivery truck driver. He was walking down an alleyway when the altercation started.
Why was he in an alleyway?
Leaving his hotel?
Hmm. Hmm.
Oh, that's right. It was a grease truck. So there must have been some dispute over.
That's right.
Yeah.
So the guy that he got into an argument with was picking up overnight grease. Have you heard about this?
Oh yeah,
very common
from restaurants.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So there will be people who will come by in the morning, and they will pick up the grease from overnight. And what do they do with it?
They refine it.
Yeah, they turn it into eco fuel.
Mm-hmm.
And sell it to whom?
People who burn
eco fuel heads.
Yeah, it was a 69-year-old grease truck driver. Stabbed him multiple times. He then stumbled out of the alleyway and into a nearby bar. And the bar owner, despite Sanchez saying no, called for an ambulance. Allegedly. Okay. He was rushed to the hospital following the incident. charged with several misdemeanors, but now is charged with a level 5 felony of battery causing serious injury.
Hmm.
So apparently the oil truck driver also suffered some injuries. Sanchez is a big dude. I mean, any former NFL player is going to be a bit 6'2", 230 pounds.
That's not a big dude.
In a dark alley, it can be.
I'm 6'0", 230 pounds.
A witness reported that the pair had been circling each other. The witness thought they were yeah, circling one another. Like, ready to fight in the wild.
Okay. Squaring off with somebody.
The witness reported that the pair was circling each other, and the witness thought that maybe they were friends before realizing that they were filming each other with their cell phone. So this started, obviously, as an argument. At some point, Sanchez allegedly body slammed the driver into the wall and then threw him to the ground.
Initiating the contact then, perhaps.
Then continued to approach the driver. That's when the driver pulled out his knife, stabbed him several times in the chest and torso.
Isn't the chest and torso the same thing?
Yeah, probably in like the stomach.
Okay.
But man, the pictures of the driver in the hospital, he has a gash that's bigger than the opening of his mouth on his cheek of the grease driver.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So Sanchez got him pretty good. Is that the way that you read that?
It's very confusing here because it says gruesome images show the extent of the injuries that the grease truck driver suffered. He was allegedly stabbed through the cheek during the fight.
Wait. I thought Sanchez was stabbed.
Apparently, at some point, Sanchez overtook the knife. Allegedly. Potentially. We're trying to piece it all together. Nobody knows what happened. It happened in an alley.
Okay.
But in the day of cameras, I mean, I'm sure that there was a camera in that alley. But I don't know. He was in Indianapolis to report on the Sunday matchup between the Colts and the Raiders. He said he only remembered grabbing for a window. Huh?
Wait, Sanchez only remembers grabbing for a window?
He reportedly said that he only remembered grabbing for a window, according to the affidavit. He is due back in court on Tuesday.
And what does it say in the story what time this occurred?
Mm-hmm.
I'm hearing blackout drunk.
Yeah. So I don't think sobriety was involved.
No, I granted. But does it say, like, is this in the middle of the afternoon? Is this at, 1:30 in the morning?
So Friday night, he was reportedly acting erratically, doing wind sprints in the alleyway.
Well, who doesn't?
Behind the pub.
I mean, damn.
As one does when you're in Indianapolis.
Yes.
And then it was just after midnight that the grease truck driver pulled up. Around 12:30, Indianapolis Metro Police Department officers responded to the reports of a person being shot.
And I'm going to do a wind sprint.
And now your truck is blocking my physical fitness routine.
So they thought, the bar owner thought that Sanchez had been shot, called the cops, reported a shooting.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently Sanchez was upset that the driver was in his way for his wind sprints.
Of the wind sprint.
Allegedly. Mm. And that is when the circling, eventual body slamming, and then co-stabbing, it sounds like.
Don't you know who I am? Move your truck, please.
I need to wind sprint. It is midnight. This is my wind sprinting time.
I got to get my wind sprints in today.
I have a narrow window.
So you have a chart that I mark it down.
Between my drinking and my color commentary, I need to get my wind sprinting in right now.
Officers showed up and Sanchez was reportedly uncooperative.
Was he wind sprinting?
He told detectives, all I did was grab for a window. Uh-huh. And then nothing else happened, according to Sanchez.
A window.
And his reports to the detectives. Of course, we've already talked about it. The driver suffered serious injuries, including a knife through his cheek that also cut his tongue.
Maybe he said, I was grabbing for a window to explain why he was cut up, perhaps.
Hmm?
Because he's suffering from cuts. And lacerations.
Sanchez has multiple stab wounds. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Underwent surgery for the stab wounds on Saturday and was reportedly stable. And as we've already mentioned, was arrested on misdemeanor charges. Those have been upgraded to a level 5 felony.
913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime. at KMBZ.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.